The survey, entitled Patenting Prosperity, Invention and Economic Performance in the United States and Its Metropolitan Areas, tracks U.S. patent activity from 1980 to 2012. The Brookings Institution finds that some of the most inventive metropolitan areas in the nation include Burlington, Vermont, New York's North Country, and the cities of Albany and Poughkeepsie. Jonathan Rothwell is lead author of the 49-page report. He says the patenting rate is nearing historic heights.
The Industrial Revolution was the high point of U.S. invention. If you look at patents per resident of the United States, from 1980 to 2012, there's been an explosion of patenting, and we are now approaching the level of patent intensity that we haven't seen since the Industrial Revolution. And I think that does bode well for future growth in the United States.
Nationally, the two most active regions for patenting activity are Silicon Valley and the Boston to Washington corridor. Burlington, with an IBM chip plant and the University of Vermont on its turf, ranks near the top of the list, coming in second behind San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, California, followed by Rochester, Minnesota, Corvallis, Oregon, and Boulder, Colorado. At number six, the Poughkeepsie-Newburgh-Middletown area, which is home to an IBM computer chip factory, and a bit lower at number 18, Albany-Schenectady-Troy, which Rothwell notes is home to GE's Global Research Headquarters and the Nano College.
It ranked very high in 1980, as high as seventh on patents per worker. But it has since fallen as other areas in the U.S. as a whole have increased patenting at a higher rate.
Report co-author Deborah Strumsky explains why it matters that one place might generate more patents than another.
If an area has 12% of the population, but they have 15% of the patents, you know that's where the growth for the state is being driven. So in a lot of places, as we pointed out in the report, that it's super concentrated. It's concentrated in the United States, but it's also hyper-concentrated within each state. So just like there's 20 metropolitan areas that really drive the engines for innovation in the country, so it goes with each state.
Strumsky notes that the patent jewel in New York State's crown is Rochester, which is home to 4.1% of the state population, but 13% of the patenting output. Jonathan Rothwell says patents serve as economic indicators.
The economic value that patented technologies represent ends up staying in large part within the metropolitan area as the inventors and the companies and their employees spend some of those profits on local services.
The takeaway: of about 370 metropolitan statistical areas in the United States, 20 of them, where 34% of the U.S. population lives, generate 63% of the nation's patents. The complete list of top 20 metro areas for patent activity per capita is on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.